Foul Monkeys. Welcome. You're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
And this is Stephanie.
And you're listening to episode 94. We'll call this the girly 94.
The femme episode.
Yeah, because it's just all girls today.
Oh, the ladies. Oh, the ladies in the house.
Herb is busy doing Mother's Day stuff. Ryan is busy doing somebody, I guess. I don't know.
he wishes.
Right.
Poor Ryan.
That person? Huh? Not that person.
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's weird.
No.
No, she's married.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean anything.
No, they're friends, you silly, silly man.
I know. I'm just saying married doesn't mean anything.
Unfortunately.
Not to me.
Well, no, I understand how some people, you know, they don't really feel that marriage is the whole sanctuary thing, you know, because really marriage is more of a religious thing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why it's done in churches.
You know, but I think that if you're going to commit to somebody, you should still be committed to them, whether it's marriage or just living together and being like, hey, I'm committed to you.
Oh, that's not what I meant. I'm just meant that I'm married, but I'm still going to go fuck other people.
Oh.
Yeah, but see, you're separated.
We're separated.
I'm married. I'm just going to go fuck other people. I like the way you talk.
Well, he's too cheap to go get a divorce. I'm not getting it. I don't need it.
That is so hot.
I'm good. I get my single mother benefits without him, so.
Very true.
Do you totally pick up, like, the hot guys with your kid? You're, like,
no.
At the park, and you're like,
no.
Like, that's such a cute baby. And you're like, I know. You want to go home and fuck?
That only... No, that only works if you're a guy. Like, that's the whole single parent thing only works if you're a guy. If you're a girl, it's like the plague. It's like, oh, my God, she has a baby. We don't want to talk to her. And then guys will be talking to you or something, and then you're like, yeah, and my 17-month-old son. They're like, oh, yeah, I got a girlfriend. We'll see you later.
You gotta see the baby.
It's not – no, he's not a dude magnet at all. He's a dude repellent.
Aww.
It's okay. He's super cute. I don't know why.
He's the best guy you'll ever have in your life.
Oh, yeah. Until he gets married and then...
And then some bitch is going to take over him.
Yeah, because, I don't know, my mom has a saying that a daughter is a daughter for life, but a son is only a son until he takes a wife.
Wow, that brought a tear to my eye.
Oh, yeah.
So, have you seen the movie Monster-in-Law?
No. It has J-Lo in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's really good because it has Jane Fonda in it, and she plays a pure bitch from hell.
Really? I don't know if I can get over J-Lo for that, though.
Yeah, it was kind of hard at first, but it got okay afterwards.
Because I saw The Wedding Planner from Matthew McConaughey. That, no.
I haven't seen that.
It was awful. Don't do it. It's pointless.
Is it bad for the eyes?
It's bad for the mental, any kind of, like... You feel stupider watching it. It's ridiculous.
So we have Misty's over on my laptop looking at stuff. I think we may have done the wrong thing here.
What do you mean?
Because you're not talking a lot.
I'm listening to you guys. I'm sorry.
I'm glad you added top, though. I'm like, Herb doesn't call. All of a sudden, Misty's on your lap.
Whoa. Hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't have the love seat over. We have the sofa bed over here now.
Oh.
We have it all folded out.
Woot woot.
We have our microphones right here in front of us, you know. We're getting our groove thing on while we're talking to you.
Get you some.
We're braiding each other's hair.
Oh.
Painting each other's fingernails. I was going to paint her toenails, but then I saw them. I was like, ew.
Oh,
no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Hey.
That's not even a time zone diss.
No, that's a right not. Next to your diss. That's where she can hit your diss.
That could have been an instant messenger diss right there.
Slap the shit out of your diss.
So Misty, you should tell everyone about my hissing door.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So I come over, I get to Ricky's, and I knock on the door, and he's like, hey, come in. So I go for the doorknob, and his screen door is open, which it opens the opposite way of the door.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? I think some retarded people live here before or something.
Probably. It is Polk County.
Yes.
But so I reach for his handle, and it starts hissing at me. And I was like, oh, shit. And
well,
I
my
shut
dog
the door.
Went to the door, and he was barking, and I thought she was afraid of him. I was like, he's not going to hurt you. And then she did not come back into the house, into the apartment. I was like, what the fuck?
And I was like looking around, and I was like wondering, because something hissed at me. And I finally see what it was, and it's a little baby possum. And it was really cute.
It was really cute. And its hair was all messed up.
I felt bad for it, though, because here we are. We, like, pull out our cameras. And it's, like, photo shoot with the baby possum, you know, and it's, like,
getting
the flash at it.
It's getting pissed off, too. It started opening its mouth.
Are you going to post the pictures or no?
Yeah, I think we'll post the picture online. We'll post it onto the website. But
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just saying, because I'm sure people were like me that baby possums are nasty looking. Yeah.
But then you saw the picture, and then what?
Oh, yeah. It was so cute. I want a baby one, but when it gets bigger, I'm going to send it away.
Send it away to the next dumpster.
To the farm.
Well, today we basically had like a huge ass tornado. I mean, for real, it hailed. Like the whole ground was solid white from all the hail.
That's crazy, though. Like 10 feet away, there was no rain here.
10 feet away, literally.
Yeah, we didn't get the hail, but we got really, really bad rain and really windy.
We didn't get anything.
I thought it was a tornado because actually some shingles were like coming off the buildings. So
I didn't get crap. I didn't even know that there were storms and stuff. It was fine here. It didn't even rain.
Well, you live outside the perimeters of Lakeland. We don't.
I live out
there
in the fucking boonies.
I don't know. Like Misty lives over on Cumbie, right?
Yes,
pretty,
I do.
That's pretty far out in the boonies.
Not really. She's near civilization.
If you
I
have
am
a backyard too. That's more than like a half an acre, then you're like in the boonies.
Yeah, well, mine's like an acre and a half, but half of it's in the lake. So.
So do you actually pay taxes on land that's in a lake? Do you pay taxes on that?
Yeah, because we can put a dock in it and stuff, and you know, park our boats. So.
I guess so. That's kind of weird.
I don't pay taxes on anything. So.
Well, that's good.
I don't own this place.
Just think, if it was like Scott Lake, you could have like a little desert in your backyard too.
We do. No grass grows here. It's like patches, and then my dad has a thing for cactuses, so we have cactuses everywhere.
Oh. Cacti? Yes.
Cacti. It looks like, I don't know, it looks like the middle of California, but pokey, because I hate walking out there with no shoes on.
That's how you Polk County people do, right? Barefoot?
I'm not from Polk County, but I don't like wearing shoes.
Are you from Georgia? Where are you from? North Carolina?
Well, I moved here from North Carolina. I was born in Ohio.
Well, North Carolina, just as bad.
Have you been there?
Yes, I lived in Virginia. Actually, Virginia's pretty bad, too. We didn't have shoes either.
I don't know. North Carolina is the perfect state for me.
I think South Carolina, North South Carolina is perfect.
Well, I lived right. That's where I lived. I lived in Matthews, which is right. It's like South Carolina is a 10-minute drive away. So,
okay.
Yeah, I've been there like to visit people and stuff, and I think it's really beautiful up there.
I love it.
North Carolina is nice because it's just like Virginia. It has the oceans, and then it has the plains and the mountains.
Yes. It's nice really medium nice. Weather and.
Well, no, it gets fucking cold in the winter.
It doesn't get that bad.
Like
we get
20s is bad. Like they get teens and zero digits. That makes sense.
I'm cool with.
We're totally in the zero digits today.
What's the temperature? 2. Fucking 2.
I called my sister one day and she was like, "What's the temperature there?" I was like, "Oh, it's like 78, 79." She's like, "Oh, It's 8 today. That was the high. I'm like, sorry, you can move here.
I don't even know how you can say that with a straight face, though. Like, I'm 8. I'd have to add degrees. I'd be like, 8 degrees. 8. Yeah.
I was like, oh, you mean 80 degrees. No, 8.
One of those.
What are you looking at over there, Misty? Are you looking at X-Tube?
Huh?
We're having an X-Tube party over here.
No, I'm not looking at X-Tube.
What are you looking
I've
at?
I've never used a Mac before, so I'm trying to figure out how to get to things.
Oh.
Because I wanted more than just one window up, and I feel like an idiot.
All you have to do is hit click on Safari and then hit Apple N. It'll give you a new window, or you can hit Apple T and it gives you a new tab.
I would watch out for her, though, using new programs. You need to, be a little careful. She's getting antsy yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
It was adorable.
Why? What were you doing, Misty? What was going on? Oh, her face.
I love you, Misty.
I was just trying to learn how to use a print pro, like a...
Jazz, she was, I will explain it since she is too full of rage.
Yeah, she looks so full of rage right now.
Well, she was asking if I knew of any paint programs that were a little more advanced than paint. So I'm like, well, I used to use Jazz Paint Shop Pro, which is not, that's not what it's called anymore. It's called like Corel or Paint Shop Pro or something.
Right.
So I downloaded it for her and she was just like taking it too seriously, like, looking too far into it. Yes, you were.
I'm not.
But it was adorable. It was really cute. It was not like a bad thing. She was just like getting all frustrated, and then I'd go over and show her, and then she'd be like happy again, and then she'd be doing a little paint thing, and then she'd get mad again at something.
It sounds like me with Photoshop.
It was adorable. It was the cutest thing I've ever seen. I've never seen somebody take a paint program that seriously before. It was like she's making some kind of masterpiece, work of art. And it just wasn't working out.
Aww.
But she got it eventually, and I think she's really going to dig it. I think she's going to come up, because what she was doing yesterday was awesome looking. So I think that once she plays around with it, it's going to be, we're going to get some badass stuff from Misty.
And when you say play around with it, you don't mean her vagina, right?
No.
Oh, okay, cool.
Because I don't know what creative works of art you could come up with playing with your vagina. I mean, I'm sure somebody somewhere has done so. I heard of somebody like painting things with menstrual blood.
Ew.
Which is,
oh my gosh.
I've seen that
disgusting.
At GC Services bathrooms.
Oh, that's
ew.
Just.
Yeah, when they.
Wait, why would you see that?
Because
you're a
men's,
boy.
The men's was closed, so they had one side, the men, on the one near the lunchroom, the men's was closed, so they had us going into the women's, and they hadn't cleaned it, and it was like all over the walls.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah. Women are gross, I'm telling you.
Like, ooh, finger paint.
Ew.
But it's worse on men's bathroom. There's always boogers all over the wall.
Boogers?
Like, you go up to the urinal and there's just a booger, like, just right on the wall. It's like they went like this. They went.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, or like when you sit down in the stall, you know, like at the toilet, and then you look up and there's like boogers flicked all over the back of the door.
That is disgusting.
What is wrong with you guys?
Hey, I'd rather see that than menstrual blood or poop all over the floor or wall.
I don't know. When I worked at the DC, it was pretty gross because they're all like big bull dykey women that work out there. It was like me and Angela, and then the rest of them are all bull dykes. So they'd be all like, I'm manly, blah, blah, blah. And then they'd go in the bathroom and completely like disregard the rest of the warehouse. They'd like put tampons and shit, like used ones in the sink.
Ew.
I'm like, so you're standing in the middle
sink?
Of, yeah, they had to like, we would have to like stand in the middle of the bathroom,
that is,
remove the tampon,
foul.
And put it in the sink.
Ooh,
I couldn't,
that's
I just,
too gross to talk about.
Oh, I wish you had seen these women, Ricky. They were manlier than you. They were,
well,
some
that
man-
doesn't say a lot, really.
No, they were pretty manly. Like, they were manlier than Ryan, and of course, you know, as he said, he's
Ryan
the manliest
is the man.
He's the manliest man ever.
He's all that is man.
All that is man.
Oh, God. Oh, we could totally talk about him because he's not here to defend himself.
He'll listen to it.
That'll
okay.
Make the-
It'll give him something to talk about when he comes back.
So now that I'm here, I can defend myself.
But I don't have anything bad to say. He brought me fucking cheesecake. I can't say anything bad about him. That was sexy.
Thanks. it kind of was like a juicy, and I kind of got a retaste of my pizza.
That's disgusting.
Mixed a little bit with Mountain Dew.
Yeah, pretty gross.
Thanks. So we had pizza. I invited Misty over like an hour before the show, and we had pizza, and we sat online and didn't talk to each other while we looked at stuff.
We talked here and there.
It was totally awesome.
You sent me an IM.
Yeah.
We're like 3 feet apart.
I know, right?
And I get an IM from Ricky. All I know is I hear like the IM thing go up, and I'm doing something, and I hear Ricky giggle. It's because he sent me an IM.
That's like the modern day date. It's crazy.
Right.
We ordered pizza and then got on our computers and...
We text messaged each other.
Text messaged each other.
And then he broke up with me via text message.
Oh. Let's talk about that.
We weren't in the same room. He was just too pussy to... It was too funny for me to be upset about.
I know Misty said you were like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I cannot believe that he did that. And then I was just... Should we explain or no?
Yeah, go ahead.
Ow. Well.
Sit down, girls. Let me tell you a story.
Let me tell you. So there's this guy, and I'm totally going to say his name. His name is Garrett Moncrief. I would give you his address, but his sister and his mom live there, and I actually like them, so I'm not going to do that. But he does drive a yellow Sunfire with one rim on the front and one rim, or not rim, a hubcap on the front and one hubcap on the back. So if you see it in the greater Winter Haven, Lakeland metro area, do something to this man. And I thought he was gay, like, for the first 3 years. Like, me and Misty used to talk about it in the car after I'd drop her off and stuff.
I talked about it the first day I saw him.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
Everybody does. He looks
I'm
so...
I'm sorry, cool. But when he's looking in his mirror at his desk going like this with his hair...
Fluffing his hair.
Okay.
Oh. But I thought I would give him a chance. Because, I mean, he is, like, he can be a cool guy. I mean, he has a good taste in music, and he's intelligent, and I have never previously dated an intelligent person before. So I was all about it. And, I mean, it was good for, like, the first month and a half. So, but then he did that douchebag thing that Garrett does and that I knew about, and I knew he was doing it. And then he, like, had this work project at work. With one of his exes, who he talked about all the time, and how stupid she was, and how she was so dumb she'd forget to breathe, because I guess she has some kind of medical condition that makes her go, like, randomly.
Sorry, I think that's funny.
she medically forgets to breathe.
It's like a, like, you just surprised, like, the biggest fact in the world.
So, basically, her brain is so stupid, it forgets to breathe.
She forgets to breathe.
She forgets a basic instinct.
Yeah, she forgets a natural reflexive reaction that babies do, like the first thing when they're born. They've never been taught anything. It's just something you do instinctually. She forgets to do that. So... They were doing this work project. And then he's all like, and the whole time they're doing it, I'm like, I don't like this. This is making me upset, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, you don't have anything to worry about. You don't have anything to worry about.
And then
he's
I fucked the shit out of her.
Pretty much. I sent him a text message. And I'm like, if you're going to break up with me, just break up with me and get it over with. You know, quit being a pussy. So then he sends me a text message and says, you were right. All my friends were right. Me and Leanna have decided that we love each other and we want to be together and try to make this work. Now, mind you, this is the third or fourth time she has taken him back after he has broken up with her.
Yeah, she's a retard.
I think twice. Well,
apparently,
for Wagner.
Because she can't remember to breathe.
Yeah, she's so stupid. Just like stuff he... And that's all he ever said. He never said anything complimentary about her. It was always how dumb she was and what a bad mother she was and blah, blah, blah. But apparently, I don't know. She must give great head or something.
She must have hot pussy.
I don't think so because... I think she has a pretty face. Like, I'll give her that. She has a very pretty face. But she's funny shape. She's like a lollipop. I don't know. Because
yeah,
she has that.
She is.
She has a big top. She has a huge breast and this big gut thing and then like these tiny legs. She's like a lollipop.
These big gut thing.
Well, I don't know. I don't have a gut.
I don't have a gut. I don't know what that's like.
I don't. I'm very proud. I do have a little tummy, though, from having a baby. But I like my tummy, so it's better than Leanna's.
I remember the first time I ever met her was at Livestock. And she just kind of randomly came into the camp because she knows Ian. And she randomly came into the camp and just kind of sat down. And I'm like thinking, I'm like looking around and I'm thinking,
who the fuck are you?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, who the fuck is that? And somebody's like, oh, that's Ian. And I was like, oh. I was like, okay. And she kind of just falls asleep sitting around our campfire.
She forgot to stay awake.
That's so hilarious. Bad. I don't know why I find that so funny.
That
I
mean, is
I could just
funny.
Hear going,
she's retarded.
And then she's
I don't...
like this. Well, you can't see my face, but then she's just like frozen, like, what do I do next?
See, I don't know. I don't know her, so I don't know. I imagine maybe she's a nice person. Maybe she's a perfectly decent human being, but I don't, from everything I've been told about her, she's retarded. And if you're going to take somebody back four times, not just somebody, you're going to take Garrett Moncrief, the biggest douchebag of 2006.
And back. Seven.
No, well, and seven, but we haven't. I don't think that they're going to do the nominations this year for that. Uh-oh. But the biggest douchebag of 2006 back on four separate occasions. I mean, I don't know what that deal is, but I'm fine with it. That's ridiculous. Because even if they do, like, you know, stay together and everything, he's just going to come out of the closet later anyway and be like, oh, by the way. I forgot to mention that I.
But
like,
he's going to be 50, and he's going to be screwing an 18-year-old. That's
whatever
what happens.
Well, see, no, I've always said Garrett is going to be one of those types that comes out when he's in his 40s, and he's going to have a wife and kids, and he's going to fucking ruin their lives because he's going to finally realize what everybody else knew about him.
I agree with you totally.
And it would just be really easy just to say, Yeah, I like guys. You guys would probably even like him better if he just told you.
But I really don't think that he's going to be a 40-year-old fucking an 18-year-old because he's going to make the most unattractive old man.
Yeah.
Because he already has a receding hairline. And he already has, like, these weird sprigs of back hair. It's, like, randomly, like, I don't know.
Have a receding hairline, and I have a balding spot.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's not weird. His is weird. Like, have you seen his hair? Like, the way it that's why he's always fucking with it, because it's gross. I don't... He won't let you touch it either. It's hilarious. I love doing it.
You can fuck me, but don't touch my hair.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh,
and... Don't spit on my computer, please. I didn't spit on your
computer. Why do people always have to tell something funny when I'm taking a drink?
I have no idea. No, it's funny.
Could you put the special pillow behind my head so that when we fuck, nothing touches my hair? And could you put the mirror right there so I can see to make sure nothing touches my hair?
You know what's funny, though? I ran out to Ryan's room to say hey to his friends he had over. And, they talked about Garrett and his hair, too. We were just talking about stuff, and we mentioned Garrett, and then because her husband's never met him, thank God. And anyway, he's explaining how he is with his hair.
Well, imagine dating him.
Did you hit the microphone?
With my head.
This is like the second episode where you hit something or someone with your head. I don't know. Just imagine dating him. And then whenever anybody that knows him or knew you or whatever, like, hears that you're together, they're like, isn't he gay?
Oh, that's hilarious.
All right. So enough about Garrett.
Douchebag.
Let's talk about a little bit of news that I have. It's kind of boring news, but... just to let everyone know, tomorrow stamps are going up to 41 cent.
This really sucks because in my opinion, it sucks anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like to send mail and receive mail.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love the internet. I love email. I think it's a great invention. But I love getting snail mail, as they call
it. Right. And like a card or anything.
You know, when I still send cards, I still write people. I have a prison pen pal.
I never received. You have a prison pen pal?
Yes, I do.
Is he hot?
I think so.
Where is he? Are you allowed to say?
He's in Ohio.
What's he in for?
Stuff.
Oh, well, drugs. Like,
is it really bad stuff, or is it like I could still date him kind of stuff?
Well, it's bad, but it could be worse.
So he almost killed someone?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Did he molest somebody?
No.
Is it drugs?
No.
What else can you be in prison for?
Anyway, regarding the stamps going up, it's already like $8 for 20 fucking stamps.
I know. Well, they're saying now they have this new system of doing postage by shape and not by weight
right.
or something.
We'll see. Is actually, well, the new stamps that they have. Okay, for example, I bought 2 books of stamps recently
mm-hmm.
at the 39-cent price.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, those will still work for the 41 cents without needing extra postage.
That's not well, what I read was now if you buy the 41 cent stamps, if they're called forever stamps, and let's say in a year it goes up to 43 cent, those 41 cent stamps that you bought at that time will be worth 43 cent when you go to use
That's
them.
What I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
I bought those? I was told that it was still working for the 39 cent, but even if it doesn't, I bought a shitload of 2 cent stamps just in case. I like stood in front of the stupid little machine that gives you back dollar coins.
Yes. And doesn't take them.
It doesn't. I know that. Isn't that stupid?
It gives you dollar coins, but it won't take dollar coins for payment.
Right. So I go to a fast food restaurant and
they're like, what's this?
Exactly. She did. I'm not going to name the fast food restaurant Loyalty. But.
Can you name her?
No, I probably couldn't say her name.
Shaquanda.
Oh.
It's probably just something. And, you know,
it's just something.
I handed her 2 of them. My total was like 5 something. And I handed her 2 of them and then some ones. And she's like, you only handed me like $4.50. And I was like, look at him again. And she like stares at him and she like scratches him. And then it actually took somebody else in there to look at her and be like, it actually took someone else to be like, those are dollars. And she's like, really? And the person's like, yeah.
Were they Sacagawea coins?
The fucking gold ones.
Yeah,
yes.
Sacagawea.
She probably scratched them because she thought you were giving her those chocolate coins.
Oh, she liked me. She gave me a treat.
I would take this home to my baby.
Not babies.
To my children.
That's so funny. They're apparently gonna do a new re-release of the dollar coins
mm-hmm.
because
with the presidents or something on it.
Yeah, it's gonna be with all the different presidents yeah. apparently. But what's funny about this is they keep doing this because it'll be cheaper for them to have the coins in circulation rather than printing
paper.
The dollar bills. Who is gonna walk around with $20 coins? Or $21 coins. Also, it would be bad for the strippers. Who's going to stick a dollar coin to a stripper's
ass?
Well,
they have a slot to put it up.
No, thank you.
Just chuck it at him.
She catches it. Her, like, pussy lips clamp together. She's like, caught it.
No, you'll be in a random grocery store, and you'll see some chick with all these little coin-sized bruises on her. And you'll be like, what happened? And she'll be like, oh, I'm a stripper.
No, I'm not a stripper. I'm a dancer.
And you'll be like, oh, okay.
But I remember when stamps were 19 cent.
So do I.
To mail out stuff. 19 cent.
Yeah. So you guys are taking this way more, like, you're taking it really hard.
Because if it keeps going up, it's going to make it where you can't mail anything.
Right.
And sometimes it's cool to get regular mail. when it's not bills. And
or
it's
a credit
a
card company trying to get a hold of you because they want to give you a credit card and you like and you're like, fuck no, I don't want your fucking credit card.
I mean, eventually it's really going to get to the point where
there's no mail system and millions of people are going to be out of jobs.
Well, I don't use the mail system.
It's only going to be used for mailing packages. Mm-hmm. You know, everything's going to be electronic, which there is nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, it sucks. I mean, think about it. There will be no more cards.
No.
All the people that work at Hallmark will be shit out of luck.
And they'll have a card that says, you work at Hallmark, you're shit out of luck.
I got fired from Hallmark and all I got was a stupid card.
From Hallmark. And it wasn't even mailed to me. They just handed it to me. Okay, that's enough about the news since we're going way too seriously into it.
You guys are taking it really hard.
Well, also, the Motion Picture Association of America.
This is stupid.
Yeah. Is taking into consideration that if there's smoking in a movie scene, that the movie will automatically become R-rated.
That's ridiculous.
So, in other words, Beetlejuice will be rated R.
Right.
No, that's fucking ridiculous. That makes... Ooh, I'm so
It
mad.
Makes no sense at all.
I'm taking this hard, okay?
You go right ahead.
And when you say stupid. This, you mean what?
Just the general public dislike of smoke. It's like we're like the Jewish people in Holocaust times. I'm a heavy smoker.
Oh my God. Cannot believe I had you in my head.
Well, see, no, I don't have a problem with that.
I'm just kidding.
I think one of the worst things they could have ever done, mm-hmm. and I am somebody who has been a smoker and has been a non-smoker a lot longer.
Right.
And I think that they should not have done that with restaurants.
No.
I think they should have it completely separated, mm-hmm. where there's a smoking section and a non.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because sometimes non-smokers get pissy when they smell smoke because they're stupid.
I know. Here comes
Look,
a debate.
I'm a non-smoker. I'm right as of this point in time, I'm a non-smoker. And I think that sometimes non-smokers do get a little carried away. Mm-hmm. And they get to smoke and blah.
If there was two separate rooms, that would be awesome. But some of these restaurants, the division between smoking and non-smoking was just a table. So the smoke was still coming into the room.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. It should be a separate, like something separating it.
Right.
Whether there's like a kitchen in the middle of the restaurant.
See, that would work.
And the non-smoking side's on one side and the smoking on the other. Because a lot of people love to smoke a cigarette after they eat, you know, or a few or a whole pack.
Ooh.
Are you dissing? I think she's doing it.
Oh, you smoke a whole pack after dinner?
No, she doesn't.
No.
Oh.
But I'm just saying, and now they have to like get up and go outside, you know, if they want to smoke while they're waiting for their appetizer, they have to go
And
outside.
It's not just that, though. It's not just that, because now they're like banning where you have to be so many feet away from the building to smoke, like out playing in traffic to have a cigarette. And...
I always say, like, at Publix, like, where we're at, you know, we have that, I don't know if you've ever been there, but we have those two big glass buildings, and in between, there's, like, what's that called? Yeah, the tables. It's like a driftway for the wind or whatever.
The common area or whatever.
Right. Well, when we're walking, the breezeway, that's exactly what it is. But my thing is they have the smokers on the side where the wind is always coming in. So when we walk through, it feels like we're in a smoke tunnel.
Aww.
And I'm like, you guys need to be over next to the Polk Parkway. And they're like, but it'll take us 15 minutes to walk there. I was like, you can't smoke and walk at the same time?
I just, this anti-smoking thing just bothers me. Like, a lot. Because I don't blow my smoke in people's faces, nor do I smoke. You know, like, I'm very, like, yesterday, you know, Ryan and Misty were getting annoyed at me because I was like waving my arms in front of their faces trying to keep the smoke from going to them.
Well, I guess the only good thing about the movie is that if they do make it R-rated, that means no one under 18 will be seeing, I guess, the smoking. I guess maybe that's what they're trying to prevent, like kids from smoking.
Yeah, but if that's the case, then any cuss word.
Oh, no. You can say shit, fuck, goddamn, but you can't.
Okay, well, for example,
smoke.
In the middle of Sunday, we were flipping through the stations on the TV today, and I think it was G4, and Akira was on, the anime.
don't know anything about that.
They say bastard left and right. And it's in the middle of the day on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Yet we can't see smoking in a movie.
I don't know.
Now that you're talking about that Japanese shit that you're talking
about.
Well,
no, I'm just saying, you know, it was the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the middle of the day. And my mom's like, they just said bastard on this, Misty. It's in the middle of the day.
Well, it is kind of stupid to make it R-rated because you're a person that's paying to see it. So it's not like you're being forced to see it. I could see that.
Right.
But I think it's good, like, I guess, in for kids, you know. But, no, I was totally going to talk about this boy or this guy. He was probably my age. He was in the bookstore yesterday at Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm.
And he was reading one of those anime, like, cartoon
manga.
Books, like manga, comic
yeah.
books.
Manga.
And he was, like, really dorky. And then he started laughing out loud, like, hysterically. And, like, everyone was looking at him. You know, you're supposed to be quiet in a bookstore, you know? And it's not, I wish you could see this, but it's not like he was, like, a normal person. Because I think there was maybe something wrong with him. He's just a little bit too dorky. But, like, his glasses were like this. And he had a hat on.
His glasses were askew.
Yeah, really. And he was just laughing. And I text messaged her about, like, oh, my God. You have to see this guy. So then I go to Books A Million today.
Same guy,
laughing hysterically. It looked like the same book to me. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't. But well, I'm just like, what?
Do you think maybe there was something wrong with him? Or
no, I think there wasn't anything mentally or physically wrong with him. He was just too dorky. Like, he didn't realize that he was being dorky, I guess.
Maybe he liked being dorky.
Yeah, I like being dorky. What do you got to say about that, Ricky?
Yeah, Ricky.
Ricky.
You bitches are weird.
Ricky boy, get your ass in here.
No, you guys, if you would have seen him, you would have laughed. I mean, it was funny.
I probably would have, yeah. I enjoy
so
laughing
at the totally go to the bookstore next week and see if he's there, because I know he'll be there.
Like a weekly thing he does.
Right. He goes to Barnes & Noble on Saturday and Books A Million on Sunday. But then
I
was
at the bookstores a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I just look at magazines and I'm on the computer, but that's about it. I wish the bookstore, Books A Million dumbasses don't have Wi-Fi. I'm like, fucking Bright House is like 30 feet from your building and you can't have Wi-Fi. What the fuck? And then books are Barnes & Noble, you have to pay. It's like $2.99 for 2 hours.
Well, that's ridiculous.
But you shouldn't have to pay.
If you want to get on your laptop on Wi-Fi, the McDonald's on the corner of...
Every McDonald's has it, yeah.
Yeah, and then the Atlantic Bread Company has it, and they don't make you pay anything. And you can get a sandwich. I'm all about it. I don't want to talk.
So
look at this.
I didn't know they charged. I'm mad at Barnes and Noble. I don't appreciate that at all.
What am I looking at?
Look at this guy. Isn't he cute?
Yeah.
Isn't he adorable?
Ricky, what are you doing?
He's on LiveJournal.
I see.
Are you segueing into something?
No, he's just cute. I had to show her.
So
the guy at the bookstore, yeah.
Yeah.
And the Movie Picture Association, we're done.
Oh, okay. Well, I have something. I was looking up just like weird news, and I can't give you a date on this, but these are all news articles that have been in the news. And this is basically the abridged version. But this is hilarious.
The mysticized version.
This is hilarious. At Vassar College, a male student slipped a date rape drug into his girl's drink and mistakenly drank from the spiked drink himself. When the girl realized what had happened, she took him back to her room and sodomized him with a strap-on utensil.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
She's my hero.
Later, the male student dropped charges against his one-time girlfriend after consulting with his lawyer. His lawyer was probably like, dude, you don't want to get this out in the public.
Yeah, this isn't a good idea.
That is great, though.
It's out in the public anyway.
I know, right?
Oh, he's going to be known as the guy who was sodomized, like, all over
by his girlfriend who he tried to drug.
Yes. And here's another one. In Utica, New York, Dale Nisi was hospitalized after going skinny dipping at a nearby lake. In a freshwater version of Jaws, a giant snapping turtle used part of Nisi's anatomy as a meal. Nisi later stated, "I felt this excruciating pain in my groin, and when I got my bearings, I realized the turtle had bitten my testicles and swam away with them."
Oh, my God.
It's not a nice feeling, I'll tell you that.
Both of them?
That is what he had to say about it, though?
Yes, just that it's not a nice feeling. I'll tell you that.
I would want to kill myself, because if I didn't have my balls, I could not live.
He must be, like, the most laid-back person on the planet. But like, my testicles got chomped off. It sucked. It's okay, I guess. I don't know.
I'm still alive, right? That's weird.
That is weird.
Oh, okay. Hey, I want to say, this is so, like, unorganized. I need to get some organization in this show.
Well, you need that's a planner. What I'm always telling you.
Yeah, I know.
You guys are a lot more country today, too.
Well, I'm just bringing out my Virginia side. It comes out every now and then. It'll probably come out when I'm out in Texas.
When I'm
driving Herb through. Oh, yeah, that's to remind everyone, we're having the 100th show in, what, like 6 shows? So go ahead and start calling in on the hotline, 206-984-FOWL, and leave us messages for the 100th episode, because we will be playing them.
About what?
Anything. Congratulations. Your favorite shows. What you like most about the show. What you hate most about the show. Anything you want to tell us.
Okay. I was just trying to get some clarity. I didn't know if you like wanted me to call up and be like, you need to come over at 6 o'clock because I'm having a party.
My apartment's not big enough to have a party. And I'm afraid Ryan would set my couch on fire.
He would too. That's like he sees couches and he has to restrain himself.
he's going like this.
That's funny.
Or he's just like, I wonder how good that would burn.
Ooh, that's a sofa couch. I want to say that also, the guy I was talking about in North Carolina, he added himself to the Frapper map. His name's Kevin. He's the one that has his whole office listening to our show.
Awesome.
So he
Hello,
rules.
Whole office.
His whole office.
Shout out to the whole office.
Shout They're out to the whole get... office.
Do you think they'll get in trouble if we cuss and stuff?
Oh, it's his office. He doesn't care. I guess it's his company. So.
Oh, that is an awesome boss. What company is this, Kevin?
He's a realtor.
Oh, awesome. Can I come work for you?
Yeah.
Is someone listening to music?
My dad is. I didn't know that you could hear it. Sorry. Noise-canceling microphone, my ass. He's like 6 feet away from me, and you can hear. And he's using headphones.
Whoa. That's loud.
Yeah, it is.
I think he's listening to you, too. He's old. I don't know. And I can talk about it. You can't hear me.
Old. I should have told her name.
Or maybe he can. Your music is really loud.
Oh.
No, I just need to. I didn't name these calls, so I forgot to. I'm so bad. I'm so disorganized. I'm sorry, guys. I know everyone hates the show.
You should make Misty your personal secretary and pay her. Like,
you should see the look on his face.
Yeah. If she's your personal secretary and she's organizing you, you could pay her something. Like, give her food or...
I did pay her today when she came here.
You did? See, you paid her for... I didn't get paid. But I'm okay with that. I don't need any food.
So we're going to listen to a couple phone calls real quick that we received. This one is regarding to, his name is Roy, and he's also on another podcast called, Bear Podcast. And he also has his own podcast where he does movie reviews, and it's called Roy's shit. Not, it's not called Roy's shit, but it's called Roy's Real Reviews or something. I'm sorry, Roy. I'll correct it in the show notes. So anyway, this is the message from Roy. And he also mentions our favorite stalker guy also.
Ooh.
Our Live Journal stalker guy. So here we go.
Hey, Ricky, Herb, and the rest of you bitches that are on that show. This is Roy, a.k.a. Excalibur from Bear Podcast. I started listening to your story again. I'm not story, but your show after a long period of time. And
yeah,
dude,
he stopped listening.
Suck. What are you talking about? I actually got a bang out of it. That one guy, the anonymous stalker or anything, whatever the hell you call him. Anyway.
Ernest Sewell.
Did some research on him, and I figured out the reason why he cuts off his moles and uses Purell on top of them. That's actually how he multiplies. See, he's just so foul, and he can't get laid himself or anything. So he found a way to actually multiply himself, and those things that he's cutting off his body are not moles. They're actually podlings. So that's my theory. Anyway, keep up the good work. Talk to you later. Bye.
They'll still hear the whole thing. I just fucked up. What does he call them? Podules?
I think so.
It'll work okay because I have to plug in. I have to send in the. I have to actually install the call. I fucked it up. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You'll get it next time.
And this next message is from Ray. Ray is the guy that Herb and I will be staying with in Houston, Texas. When we have some listeners, and we're also going to be meeting up with a fellow podcaster and recording a podcast there, too.
Cool.
So, here we go.
Greetings, foul monkeys. Hello, dedicated listeners from Texas, podcasters, fans, racist pricks, boyfriends and girlfriends of listeners, assorted relatives, friends of your mom or dad who you call aunt or uncle who really aren't, Ricky, Herb, and Nathan. As I stand before you today on the brink of listening to B-Talk and Bear Podcast, and just finishing up episode 90, here's what I have to say. You have failed us all. Everything is not okay. We have become alienated, desensitized, angry, and frightened. If we picture podcasting as an airplane, a grand soaring jet carrying us to the sky, I think you all need to understand there are motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking podcast. This is Ray Houston. Out.
Nice. I so, like that. That's hilarious.
At first, when I listened to it, I was like, okay, is he like cussing us out or something? Like, what is he saying about the show?
I thought he was yelling at us.
But he's actually referring to the show where I was talking about that black snake that was under my sink and about had a heart attack. I was actually like Garrett's girlfriend. I went, and I forgot to breathe.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It was more like, and it was exactly like that with my hands too, except for almost fell in the shower.
Oh.
Almost ripped the shower curtain down.
Poor you.
Oh, I wished you had it on tape.
That would have been like the best video ever on YouTube.
It would have been.
Fat naked gay guy screams in horror of snake.
Falls in shower covered in fish.
Ew.
Ew.
And then we have one more call. I think it's from Angry Goatee, formerly known as Gay's Okay, formerly known as The Sign. I don't know. I just make it that way because he changes his name. But he's cool. He's from Virginia, and this is what he left us. Do you know this music? Do you know the theme to the music?
No.
Do you know the theme to the music?
No. What is it? Do you know?
So that's enough of that. Thanks.
That's funny.
So, I guess what you have anything to talk about, Misty? You haven't been talking a lot. Next time, I will not have the computer in front of you.
Okay.
you're worse than me.
Yeah, probably.
They used to get really upset with me because I'd be typing during the show. And then they got all angry and started sending me hate mail. I hate you, you
typing while you're on the show. I can't fucking stand it. Stop it.
Oh. I'm like, I'm doing this for free, so I'll do what the fuck I want to do. Okay, I'll stop. Shit.
I think you were channeling my mother for a second. It was
scary. Oh, by the way, happy Mother's Day.
Oh, happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Even though you'll hear this in like 4 days.
Right.
Well, I heard it now, and thank you.
Aww, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
I didn't get shit.
Aww. No, you did. You did get something. Tell them the story.
Oh, so my daycare had them make cards. Like, they put their handprints, and they make, like, a flower pot, and it says Happy Mother's Day, and there's a little poem and everything. And I open up the card, and I'm like, this is so sweet. I almost cried. It was so sweet. I get home, and I show my mom the card, and she's all like, so Allison gave you a Mother's Day card. Because the daycare gave me the wrong card. So I'm taking the card back. And I'm going to be, can I have my kid's card? Because this is some strange child's handprint. I don't know who Allison is. I'm sure she's a cute kid, but she's not mine.
Oh, so. My God. I think that's so funny.
And they've done that before, because he, like, had a sock puppet. When I picked him up once, it was, like, a manky old sock with marker on it. And it turned out it was some other kids, because she's like, they didn't make sock puppets today.
Oh, my God. So they didn't make sock puppet. Oh. I hit my head on the mic.
You guys are ridiculous. Oh, and I get a pillowcase and his bag of clothes they send you home with, and it says Dustin on it. I don't know who Dustin is. And his pillowcase is missing, so I don't know if Dustin has it or Shaniqua has it. Or
that's actually kind of scary that it's that unorganized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. They're just one day they're going to give me the wrong kid, and I'm like, that's not my baby. That's a girl. And she's well behaved. I'll keep her. But.
So we're going to go into some would you rathers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Ryan's not here to do the thing.
Oh, no.
I can try.
All right, Misty, you go ahead. You try to take his place.
Big shoes to fill, not going to take his place.
Because he's the man.
Yeah, he's all that is man.
All that is man.
Not without his beard now.
Oh, he'll get it back again.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Bring us in.
Would you rather do this or that? Yeah, see, it's so bad.
That'll work, I guess.
I'm shamed.
Yeah. Maybe what I'll do is I'll just copy and paste his version into it.
Okay, fine.
Do
I'm
it.
Just kidding. Do it. Do it.
Do it.
If he's all ever right. not here again, you must do that.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Would you rather be machine gunned to death with light bright pegs or be assassinated by Cabbage Patch Dolls?
Oh, I'd totally be assassinated by Cabbage Patch Dolls.
Yes.
That would be like the coolest way to die. Today on the BBC.
That's so funny.
Okay. They're kind of creepy, though. I would choose them, too, though, because light bright pegs, I've had them chucked at me. They hurt.
Yeah. Oh, if you step on them, oh, my God.
Ooh.
And if you step on them and they go right into your the arch of your foot, oh, my God, it hurts so bad.
So, Ricky, your first would you rather.
Would you rather have sandy insides or lumpy shins?
Sandy insides?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you mean?
I just read the questions.
Like... Oh, I'm going to do that from now on. Or I could do like a Garrett Lee in a hybrid, like gas while fixing my hair.
Oh my God, you should have seen Misty.
Oh, I wish I could have. Or ask.
It was so good.
I am. The next time, though, like, I really want to do this. So the next time when we're done, I'm going to look at him real serious and be like, did you come? Because it was so creepy. I'm like, yeah, back off me. I'm trying to lay here. Did you come? Are you sure?
Oh, he asked you that?
Yeah, like every time he'd be like, did you come? Like all serious.
Oh my God. Fixing
his hair. It was ridiculous. Did you come?
He's actually not looking at you because he placed a mirror behind your head.
Yeah. I wish I could show you his face. It's very serious, very intense. Like he's quizzing you. Did you come? Did you do it? Did you come? It's creepy.
Let's skip this question. That's stupid.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I have another one.
Misty has one.
Oh, do it, Misty.
Would you rather have to sleep each night between a mattress and a box spring, or be allowed to listen to only one musical piece the rest of your life?
Box spring.
You guys don't even know what the musical piece is.
Oh, God. What is it? Milkshake.
Funky Town by Lips Inc.
Oh.
Box Spring.
Box Spring.
Yeah, Box Spring. Hello. I don't want to have to listen to Won't You Take Me to Funky Town for the rest of my life. Uh-uh. They'll be taking me to Funky Town.
Right.
I do worry about suffocation, though. Like, that would kind of suck.
Well, see, it says between them. It doesn't say they have to be touching.
Oh.
If you want to get technical.
And they could be on their sides. Yeah. Like on the up against the wall or something.
That's true. You can make like a little mattress tent thing.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. I'm doing that. Like tomorrow.
All right, I have another one here. Or do you have another one? You want to go ahead?
Oh, I have one, but I don't know which one's better. So I'll just do mine. All right. Would you rather be stuck on a stalled bus with manic depressive nuns or autistic rodeo clowns?
Autistic rodeo clowns would be so fun.
Rodeo clowns, I think, would be much better. Manic depressive nuns?
That would be scary.
I thought they're already that.
I'm kind of interested to see what the manic depressive nuns would do, though. Like, what are they?
They're going to slap your ass
about?
With a ruler. They're manic depressant because they can't fuck anybody.
Are they hot manic depressive nuns?
Well, that doesn't apply for Ricky.
Yeah.
I'll go with the rodeo clowns too. Autistic rodeo clowns.
Although clowns scare me.
Well, they're not like regular clowns. They don't have face makeup like that.
Oh, okay. They just wear the clothes. Yeah. Right.
I'm gonna go with the manic depressive nuns.
Cool.
I bet it'd be an interesting experience.
I'm sure both of them would be.
So this one goes out to you, Stephanie.
Ooh.
Would you rather call up Garrett's parents, state your name, and have phone sex with them, or take a shower with Garrett's parents?
I really like Garrett's mom. I never met his dad, though. I don't know. I'd probably take a shower with her. Do I have to wash her? I don't have to wash her, right?
You have to wash her with your hair on your head, like what's-her-name did with Jesus' feet.
Mary Magdalene?
Yeah.
I'm not a whore. I don't know, because phone sex for me, I think, would be kind of awkward.
It's not so bad.
No, I don't think I could do it.
Do I have to answer based on Garrett's mom, too? Since it says insert friends.
No.
It says friend? He's not a friend.
Well, no, it says insert... you know, like somebody's parents.
You can insert my parents if you want.
Which
or Ricky's? I don't know. You met my parents.
No.
Phone sex or shower, Misty, with her parents.
No.
You know that my mom hilarious. My mom would be hilarious.
Actually, I think I would have phone sex with her mom. Because I think it would be funny.
My mom is so funny.
Her mom would be like. Oh my god. Ricky just did the Psy fix hair thing. It was hilarious.
She'd be like taking notes and discussing it with me and stuff. Well, Misty did this. Do you think me and your dad could do that. My parents are so gross. You have no idea. They are disgusting people. He will come up behind her and like grab her nipples and shit. Ugh. We're just sitting there and I'm like, I've eaten dinner, but I'm done.
And that's so hungry tomorrow.
Yeah, this is disgusting. He'll hump, like, he tried to kill her once. He like humped her and almost shoved her into the oven. Out of the oven.
Oh my God. That's crazy. Funny. So we have 5 minutes left. Do you want to read your last one, Misty, before we leave?
Sure. Would you rather have your vocal cords braided or your nostrils spackled shut? I think vocal cords braided because it probably wouldn't affect how they work.
I think it would because it doesn't. Don't they work on vibration?
Yeah, I mean, they'd still vibrate. You just have a funky voice.
You could sing Funky Town.
Well, I wouldn't want my nostrils spackled shut. I like to be able to taste and smell.
That is true.
That's true.
And I hate sleep with my mouth open.
I like food.
Yeah, me too.
And if they didn't work, you can get a computer voice. So
that's true. And talk
and
like
learn
this.
Sign language.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, if you couldn't talk, it would be more feasible than if you were deaf.
Yeah.
Because you could hear people and stuff. And with technology today, you don't have to talk to people.
That'd be so awesome. I don't have
even
to
when you're
talk
in the same
you,
room
bitch, and you're typing it, and you're like, I'm looking away. All right, well, that's the end of the Would You Rathers. We need to end the show because we have like 5 minutes left. We did a pretty good show with just the three girls,
really fast,
huh?
Awesome.
I know, right?
I think we did. I don't know.
I think it might be sad that Garrett took up like 30 minutes of it.
I know. He does not deserve that much fame.
Oh, if you guys want to know who Garrett is, he was previously on a show of ours, but I don't remember which one it is. And since I...
It's like somewhere around like show between 10 and 15.
Yeah. And I have not stuck by my, I swear to God, I'm fucking taking the first 50 episodes off yet. I still haven't done it. But I swear to God, on May 31st, they will be gone. I swear.
So get it now. Or don't get it at all.
And I highly recommend episode 4. It's the big fart episode.
Yes.
Where I made my debut.
No, you're DeBlue.
DePoo.
So I want to invite everyone to go to the website, www.foulmonkeys.com.
And definitely, definitely check out MySpace at myspace.com/foulmonkeys.
Yes, Misty's keeping up with that. She's awesome. True. And what else? I really have to use the bathroom. I feel like Ryan. I want to invite everyone to email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and give us a call for our 100th episode at 206-984-FOUL. We would really like to get some messages to play on the show. We'll probably just go over some favorite stuff or something like that. I don't know yet.
True.
And what else? Leave us a review on iTunes.
Yes. And also, come on, people, comment, email. We love it.
Yes, we love email.
And you can email me at misty79@gmail.com if you want to talk to me or anything. Just email, please. I like email.
And you can email me at liberatethegspot@gmail.com.
That's so appropriate, Gmail. I really have to use the bathroom, guys. We have to go.
Okay,
everybody. Bye. This is Misty.
Bye. This is Ricky.
This is Stephanie.
I'll be right back. You guys can talk.